Cave. I'm down in Melbourne, and we're continuing reading from the local papers here, little snippets that I think are of relevance to us up in Brisbane, in the Grove, in the Upper Kedronbrook Valley. Now, one of the things that we keep looking at is this business of how we're governed in our local area. So we're a little local area, but when we look at it, it turns out that a lot of big influences are involved in governing us, and they are fascinating to explore and try and understand. And they're important because these are the people who make a lot of the big decisions about our lives. So one of the themes that I have explored a little bit on the Transition the Grove website is the idea of apparat chicks. This is where you have people coming up through the ranks in the parties and who have set out solely to make a career as politicians. They've never really had a life in the community. They've never really had other jobs. They just train right from the start to be politicians. Do we want to be governed by people who that's their only role in life, their only understanding of how our community, our commerce, our society works? And I won't, this is not really about parties, this is the sort of things that this particular paper says about some of this stuff. So they're talking about the collaboration of factional Daleks. The final trend is what I call the Stasi element, a whole production line of soulless apparat chicks has emerged. Highly proficient and professional, but with no soul of the philosophy of any particular party. Control freaks with tunnel vision, ruthless leaders in their self-interest, individuals who would rather the party lose an election than that they lose their place in the pecking order. It sounds pretty terrible, doesn't it? Somebody here is being talked of as being the godfather. He has created a balkanized party. Well, these are. This newspaper has a reputation for being a hate newspaper, but it is interesting to hear some of the sorts of things that get talked about, this apparat chick model of getting into politics. Now, also in this area of how we're governed is the issue of the role of the media, whether the media is informing us and informing us in a rounded way that isn't heavily biased or doesn't actually have an agenda, whether we get some of the wealthy media barons, and obviously Murdoch is the one who is particularly mentioned time and again, who are running their own campaign in regard to the governance of our country. They manoeuvre and wheel and deal to get particular individuals or parties into government or out of government. Is this what we want in a democracy, or do we want rounded information so that we can make our own decisions about who we vote for, what parties we vote for, and the people choose, not biased media spinning us lines and wrong information, and then we all end up not knowing what we're doing and making bad decisions? So there is moves to have an independent media inquiry, and it's definitely targeting a few papers. So the Sunday Herald Sun in Melbourne is being recognised, but Sydney's Daily Telegraph and The Australian are particularly being targeted in this independent media inquiry. And the inquiry is set up to ensure regulatory processes are sufficiently strong to support a healthy and independent media operating in the public interest. Yes, so I certainly think that that's what we need. One of the things that came out of this talk about the independent media inquiry is more looking at the possibility of community groups owning and running newspapers. And when you think about it, we are very fortunate in the Upper Kedronbrook Valley, in our community, of having the Hills Echo. It's a privately owned but small family-owned local paper, bringing us local news, getting stories, providing advertisements for local businesses in our community. What a tremendous asset the Hills Echo is in our community. So, delivered free to our letterboxes, and we should all feel very pleased to have the Hills Echo and make sure that we support it. So if you're going to be wanting to advertise in a printed format, we would encourage you to think about the Hills Echo. And of course, we also encourage you to consider being a sponsor of Radio Triple Y, which is another way that you can be a voice in this community. Now, here's a short article on breast cancer. The big C. Breast cancer is the most common cancer among Australian women, with more than 13,600 new cases expected this year. And I have been very disturbed by the number of young women I keep meeting who have had breast cancer. New research shows that women with a family history of breast and ovarian cancers are developing the disease 6 years earlier than their ancestors. Each year, 1,200 Australian women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer, with no family history of the disease in the majority of cases. And did you know that our Queensland research has found that eggs, eating eggs, has a strong link with ovarian cancer? If you eat only 2 eggs a week, no more than 2 eggs a week, it increases your risk of getting ovarian cancer as much as smoking cigarettes increases the risk of getting lung cancer. So that's a very sad thing about eggs. Don't eat too many eggs because they increase your risk of getting hormonal cancers. The number of Victorian teenagers with early signs, or the number of Australian teenagers with early signs of cervical cancer, has halved since the Gardasil vaccine was introduced in 2007. Reduce your risk of developing cancer by not smoking, maintaining a healthy weight. We keep coming back to this business about weight, don't we? How much weight is an issue in keeping healthy and not getting some of the major diseases that kill us. Eating a low-fat diet, well, we should maybe think about what that means. Keeping physically active and regularly examine your body. And you can actually look at more details of this on www.lgfb.org.au. So that's some quite tough statistics on breast cancer. So what are you doing to keep yourself clear of things like cancer, like breast cancer or any of the other sorts of cancers? Have you got things that you do to make sure that you stay well and healthy? Now, I've got a little granddaughter down here, so I've been actually paying attention to things for little children, and here are some things that you can do with a toddler. Make daisy chains. Have you made a daisy chain? When did you last make a daisy chain? Remember how to make a daisy chain? You pick the daisy with a bit of stem, make a little hole in the bottom of the stalk, and then you thread the next daisy through that. And you keep doing that and make a daisy chain. Or put buttercups under their chin. Doesn't that sound fun? Play drums. Put a stick inside a large gum nut to make a drumstick and turn some pots upside down for drums. Kids like banging things, make a drum. You could lie on your back under a tree with the toddler and look up at the tree canopy. Sounds like a nice thing to do, all the leaves and the birds in the tree and the blue sky shining through. You can lie on your tummies with the toddler to sniff the grass and look for creatures in the grass jungle. Jungle. Look at the jungle with the things crawling around in the jungle. Can you see a little insect walking in the grass? Make a dinosaur garden. Use plastic dinosaurs. Grab a potting tray and make your dinosaurs a prehistoric garden with loose materials from the yard. How about planting a vegetable garden and tending it together? And each time you see the toddler, whether you're a parent or a grandparent, it'll have grown a bit more. Look at raindrops on nasturtium leaves. Now, isn't that a lovely idea? Look at raindrops in little sparkling balls on nasturtium leaves. And you can look at them with a tiny magnifying glass and roll the drop carefully around on the leaf without letting it fall off. That almost sounds magical, doesn't it? What a nice thing to do. How about making a bird's breakfast? You could grow sunflowers along the fence and watch when the cockies and parrots come along to eat them. Grow sunflowers for our birds. Here's another sunflower idea. Grow sunflowers in a circle, then tie their heads together to make a cubby, and little toddler can crawl in the middle of the sunflower cubby. Well, there's more of these suggestions. I think they're lovely. I won't read them all now, but what I'll do is I'll keep this page and then we'll keep reading more of these. So I might stop this one now.